Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, April 1st, otherwise known as April Fool's Day, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. Here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in locating several individuals. First up, Luis Guadalupe Gomez has two local warrants, including charges for possession of drug paraphernalia or use and failure to appear, and Alfredo Martinez has a local warrant for charges including violation of probation for sale of methamphetamine and owning, leasing, or possessing a structure for making or selling a controlled substance. And a very, very important one here, Maria Zanae Holly was last seen March 30th in Wauchula. She is 13 years of age and was last seen leaving Wauchula in a 2021 gray Kia K5. The news was released later that evening, and there has not been any updates. So if you know of any information that can be helpful with these situations, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is $5 and all proceeds will benefit One More Child. And the church family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become a pastor of the church. He will begin his ministry on Sunday, April 4th, in a special installation service at 11 a.m. Everyone is invited to join in and welcome the Hirschberger family to Wauchula in Hardy County this Sunday. The morning service with the pastor's installation begins at 11 a.m. and will be followed by a church-covered dish lunch. There will be a 1:30 p.m. service of praise and thanksgiving. Nursery is provided at every service for infants to 3 years old. The pastor may be contacted at 863-832-7829 or by email at mbchardy@gmail.com. Once again, 863-832-7829 or email mbchardy@gmail.com. For more information, you can visit the church on Facebook or on the web at mbchardy.org to learn more. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Innovar Structures is looking for plumbers. 5 years of experience and a driver's license are required, high school education preferred. Abels and Craig PA is looking for a real estate paralegal. 2 years of paralegal and Microsoft Office experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Ulistic LP is looking for a digital marketing client service representative, an associate's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of digital marketing experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, do make sure to send them to us. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees out, feels like 76, partly sunny with showers and a 64% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-northwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Humidity 69%, indoor humidity 69%. Dew point is 64, cloud cover 45%. Rain is 0.07 inches, visibility 5 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 2,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters do use caution on area lakes. Today, partly sunny, a chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs around 80, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, clear, much cooler with lows in the mid-40s, north winds around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Friday, sunny, highs around 70, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Friday night, clear, lows in the lower 40s with north winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agricultural exporters say moving farm products through California ports has been a nightmare. A surge in cargo volumes, a reduced port workforce, and other problems have contributed to a shortage in shipping containers. Shippers trying to export California crops and commodities say they've experienced canceled bookings, increased costs, and concerns about lost business, and fear problems may not ease for weeks or even months. The USDA announced an $11.5 million research investment to help ensure America's small and medium-sized farms become more profitable and improve the quality of life in American farm communities. According to agrimarketing.com, USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture awarded 24 grants to 20 universities and organizations through their Ag and Food Research Initiative. These research efforts focus on alternative crop enterprises, marketing, and scaling up fruit and vegetable production to overcome marketing constraints. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced last week it would not implement its Federal Register notice requiring the use of radio frequency ID ear tags on all adult cattle crossing state boundaries beginning in 2023. RCAF USA argued the mandatory RFID notice was unlawful and the only way the agency could change current law was to conduct a formal rulemaking process. The agency has finally agreed to abandon the notice and will only do so in the future through a formal rulemaking process.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. In a time of continuing concern about weed resistance, corn farmers are always on the lookout for a combination of solutions to ensure they achieve the best weed control they can. Nathaniel Quinn, AMVAC Marketing Manager for corn, soybeans, and sugar beets, says retailers and farmers alike, top concerns are how to deal with herbicide-resistant weeds.
One of the big things among resistant weeds was the expressed concern of water hemp, and not only to glyphosate, but also due to that weed's early development signs of resistance to several different chemistries. Another resistant problem weed identified was giant ragweed, mare's tail, palmer, and kochia. So of all of these weeds, resistance was just top of mind.
Quinn says to battle tough-to-control weeds or resistant weeds, it's important to implement a two-pass herbicide program.
Today, about 77% of the corn acreage is treated with two-pass herbicide programs. In recommending such programs, retailers cite foremost the need to ensure effective control of resistant weeds, and most often using multiple modes of action and layered residual herbicide. The critical point is to get the chemistry on early, to have multiple effective modes of action, and be ready to have an additional shot of herbicide to control additional flushes that may present themselves.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bernie Bennett. Global food giant Nestle has completed the $4.3 billion sale of its bottled water brand in North America.
One Rock Capital Partners and Metropolis & Company are assuming ownership of brands including Poland Spring, Deer Park, Arrowhead, Ozarka, Zephyr Hills, and Pure Life. Dean Metropolis, who led turnarounds at Hostess Brands and Pabst Brewing Company, will serve as chairman and interim CEO of the company. Nestle's North American water business has 27 production facilities and more than 7,000 employees.
That's Keith Peters reporting. World trade will pick up this year, but has a long way to go to reach pre-pandemic levels. That's the word Wednesday from the World Trade Organization. The WTO forecasts that trade in goods will rise by 8%. Trade bounced back faster than expected in the second half of 2020, helping the outlook. Stocks closed higher Wednesday, with the S&P gaining 14 points, the Dow slipping 24, and the NASDAQ up 201. With business, I'm Bernie Bennett.
With us here in sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Francisco Lindor and the New York Mets have agreed to a $341 million 10-year deal to keeping the all-star shortstop in Queens for the long haul after acquiring him from Cleveland in the offseason. As the Mets open their season at Washington tonight, the Nationals will be down five players and a staff member after a player tested positive for COVID-19. As the LA Angels open their season tonight at home against the White Sox, Angels slugger Mike Trout says he's working on his defense this year.
Yeah, I'm just obviously last year I got away from my fundamentals and just basic stuff, you know, first step, footwork. You know, I kind of got lax a little bit last year because I guess I wouldn't say got lazy, but, you know, I just at the end of the year I saw my defense numbers and I was like, man, I got to work on this. This is not me. And obviously that's what I'm putting my mind to this year and hopefully the numbers show.
Trout is the consensus favorite to win the MVP award entering the 2021 season. All teams are in action today as the Major League Baseball season gets underway. This is SRN Sports.
NBA leader Utah won their seventh straight, 111-107 over Memphis. Brooklyn took over the Eastern Conference lead after a 120-108 win over Houston. It was Milwaukee 112, the Lakers 97, Portland 124, Detroit 101, Miami 92, Indiana 87, Dallas 113, Boston 108, Minnesota 102, New York 101, Oklahoma City 113, Toronto 103, San Antonio 120, Sacramento 106, Phoenix 121, Chicago 116. In the NHL, their 18-game losing streak is finally over after Buffalo iced Philadelphia 6-1. North Division leader Toronto beat Winnipeg 3-1. Austin Matthews scored his league-leading 24th goal.
We got off to a good start, which is obviously super important. Score a couple goals early, and, I mean, not much more you can ask for.
Giannis Donskoy had a hat trick as Colorado clobbered Arizona 9-3. It was Los Angeles 4-2 over Vegas. The Kings snapped a three-game skid, and San Jose doubled up Minnesota 4-2. With us here in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, or online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: the next time you have company, serve them a bowl of shelled peanuts. After they've eaten a few handfuls, casually mention that you've never liked peanuts, but you love to suck the chocolate off of them. April Fools, of course. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.